Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is High Everback welcoming you to the Summer Show with Gary Crosby. Yes, the Summer Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with the orchestra conducted by John Scott Trotter and Gary's guests, Frank Sinatra and the Cheerleaders. And now, here's Gary.
Thank you. Tonight's opener, ladies and gentlemen, is a little thing called Little Girl.
Well, little girl, you're the one girl for me, little girl. You're as sweet as can be, just a glance at you meant love from the start, and oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days, and this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine. Cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days, and this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine.
That was fine, Gary. Nice kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Kickoff is right. I'm not so sure about singing a song, but I know I can kick one around. I'm positive of that.
I think you kick them around pretty good.
Well, thanks, Hi. You talked it up so big, you sold me.
Well, there's no sponsor on the show. I gotta sell something.
That figures. Keep talking. You may create a big demand for Averback's ready-sliced bologna.
No kidding, Gary. You don't have to worry. I see by the papers where you've just signed an exclusive contract with a Decca record company.
Yeah, but is that to make records or label them?
Well, I imagine you start out by making records. Of course, if things don't go well...
I know.
Now, by the way, Gary, what sort of records are you going to make?
Well, I'm a very conventional type of lad. I think I'll stick the round ones with the hole in the middle. I'm not daring. I stay right on there. Play it very close to the vest.
Now, Gary, what type of songs are you going to do? Rhythm and blues, sob, classical, or pop?
I think I've made enough records with pop for a while.
Gary, that sort of brings up a point. The fact that your father is, closely affiliated with a Decca company, that didn't have any bearing on your signing with them, did it?
No, Hi, it's just a coincidence.
Some coincidence.
Hi, do I detect a snide note here?
It could be.
Well, then let me make a point right now.
What's that?
Don't you think for one minute that being the son of Bing Crosby is easy?
Well, I agree, yet on the other hand, it isn't hard either.
Well, no, it's not hard, but it isn't easy. It's kind of a two-headed worm type
thing. Well, keep fighting, kid.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you'll live it down. Come to think of it, that might be...
Good stuff tonight, huh? Oh, we get some clever stuff.
Well, living it down might be easier than trying to live up to that guy.
I should hope. But now, Hi, if you'll excuse me, I think it's time to join with the cheerleaders and serenade the folks with Mr. John Scott Trotter's arrangement of Marie. Mr. Trotter?
Hey, Marie, please be kind to me. Sweet Marie, won't you hear my plea?
Marie,
hey, Marie.
The dawn is breaking.
Break, break, break.
Marie,
hey, Marie,
you'll soon be waiting.
Waiting
to find.
Hey, Marie.
Your heart is aching, and your tears will fall. As you recall the moon,
hey, Marie,
in all its splendor, your kiss,
hey, Marie,
so very tender, the word,
hey, Marie,
will you surrender to me, Marie? Well, Marie,
go get,
the dawn is breaking,
go get,
Marie,
go get,
you'll soon be waking
go,
to find
go, get,
that your heart is aching,
go, get, go,
and to be
fat tears gonna fall on the floor when you discover that I walked out the door of the moon.
Go,
in all its splendor.
Go,
your kiss so
go,
very tender,
go,
the words.
Go, Gary,
will you surrender
go,
to me? Thank you very much, and thank you, cheerleaders. And while you're on the stage, let's have your specialty. Folks, here are the cheerleaders with This Must Be the Place. This should be a novelty type of number.
Hey, look at that mob around the door.
And look at that busy dancing floor.
There ain't no breathing space. This must be the place. Diners are wearing fancy bibs. We're picking apart those juicy ribs. Smile on every face. This must be the place. What a band, what a beat. Oh, my head, oh, my feet. I'll explode pretty soon. The joint is jumping right over the moon. I'm trying to find this place for months. They told me if I came here just once, I'd leave the human race. Must be the place. Hey, look at that mob around the door. Look at that busy dancing floor. Ain't no breathing space. This must be the place.
The diners are wearing fancy bits
for picking apart those juicy ribs. Smiles on every face. This must be the place.
What a band.
What a beat.
Oh, my head.
Oh, my feet.
I'll explode pretty soon.
This must be the place.
Very good, cheerleaders. Très bon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tis guest time. And I must say that we've snagged ourselves a pretty important guest for tonight,
Mr.
Frank Sinatra.
Thank you very much. Thank you, folks. And how are you, Gary?
Say, Frank, I don't know if I told you or not, but I don't have too much money to spend on guests.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that, son. It's always a pleasure to help out a Crosby who's short of money.
Good, good. I feel much better now.
As long as one of us is happy, it's perfectly all right.
And I know you're making a picture, too.
Yeah, that's right. I'm making a picture with the Warner Brothers.
I should think it would be much more fun making a picture with a girl.
Don't you get sneaky, Crosby. Not at these prices, anyway.
I'm sorry, Frank. Actually, I know all about your picture. Your leading lady is Doris Day.
That's right. And she's pretty in the Warner Brothers, too.
That figures, that figures. And your big Capitol record now is Half as Lovely, backed by the gal that got away. And your new Capitol album out this week is titled Swing Easy and contains some great old tunes, such as Just One of Those Things.
Oh, it's nothing.
All of Me. Jeepers Creepers, Get Happy, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Ah, it's a real beauty, Frank.
This boy is pure to gold. I may dig deeper. What's new with you, Gary?
Well, I just signed a contract with the Decca Record Company.
Bully for you.
Bully? By the way, Frank, what sort of records do you think I ought to make?
Oh, I'd say the conventional round ones with a hole in the middle.
That's about the way I had it doped out, too.
You know, I really shouldn't kid you or anybody else about making platters, Gary. The first company I worked for was called the Heartburn Record Company.
The Heartburn Record Company?
It was a doll.
I don't believe I know that label.
Well, it's a Mexican outfit. It's south of the border. The factory's in Tijuana. They make records in chili.
Oh, I've had the Heartburn brand of chili.
Next time, eat one of the records. They're easy to digest.
I'll remember that. Well, Frank, do you think it'd be imposing on you to ask you to sing a song for us?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I believe John Scott Trotter has already hacked my arrangement of Half as Lovely down to... Please, not yet. The line is not out. I believe that John Scott Trotter has already hacked my arrangement of Half as Lovely down to summer show size. Now.
Good. I'm sure it will be very stylish just the same. Will you take over, Mr. Sinatra?
It would be a pleasure. John Scott, if you please.
If your eyes were half as bright, they still would light my way. If your heart were twice as true, then you'd be mine today. That's why I often wish that you were half as lovely, twice as true. I am only one of those who thinks of you. Just another one who knows your laughter and your lies. I wish that you were someone who was half as lovely, twice as true. I love you too much, it seems. Can see with your heart so crowded with other dreams. How can you dream of me? Though I pray the gods of love will make you care somehow, still I know the odds of love are all against me now. But I might stand a chance if you were half as lovely, twice as true. I love you too much, it seems. Can you dream of me? Maybe if your loveliness were not so heavenly, maybe then I might possess the only one for me. I wish that you were someone who was half as lovely. Twice as true.
Terrific, Frank. A real smasher.
Thank you very much.
Golly, the way you put a ballad over, the way you phrase, the way you make a song like that live, how do you do it?
Well, my boy, in order to put a song like that across, you've got to suffer.
I know that, but what makes you suffer?
Well, working on a show like this for nothing. Or some other such tragedy.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to do something about this.
Like what?
I'll tell you what. I'll take you over to the Villa Capri after the show, and I'll pop for the pizzas.
Now you was talking my language, buddy.
That's nice, Charlie. Good. Now, should we get along with our duet?
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen, our duet is Sam's song, sung by Gaddy Crosby and Friend.
I believe you started Friend.
I'm ready, friend of my friends.
You're a friendly little friend, aren't you?
a happy tune you'll love to croon. They call it Samsung. Catchy as can be the melody. They call it Samsung. Nothing on your mind, and then you find you're humming Samsung. Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. People in the street, the ones you meet, they're whistling Samsung. Everyone you see will soon agree that it's a grand song. So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to croon this happy tune. They call it Samsung.
Now here's another treatment. This classic American theme brought to you by Mr. Gaddy Crosby.
Thank you very much.
Here's a happy tune
that'll bring you a smile all the while. When you croon it, you're really in style. And
the title is Samsung. It's catchy as can be,
with a sly little beat, and the melody sweet keeps you tapping your feet. And
the title is Samsung. Nothing on your mind
but the news of the day and the bills you must pay. Keep your hair turning gray, but you're still humming Samsung.
Hey, this kid knows this thing.
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. People that you meet,
hello Joe, what you know, and remind me to mow. Tell them business is slow, but I'm whistling Samsung.
Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell, but agree that it's swell and it's really a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to croon
like a lark in the park, who is making his mark, serenade in the dark with a chorus of Samsung.
If you learn to croon the happy tune, they call it Samsung.
Thank you very much, Frank. It was a real kick.
I enjoyed this little visit very much, Gary.
If I had some money for guests, I'd sure ask you back again. I'll tell you that.
Well, let me hear from you after they release your first record.
Optimist. Now, Frank, I think it's time for Mr. High Everback to take over with a few well-chosen words.
And he's just a cat who can choose them, too.
Thank you. Folks, last year, many great forest fires raged over vast regions of our timberlands, resulting in tragic loss of lives, loss of property, and needless depletion of one of our country's most important natural resources. This need not be repeated in 1954. Since 9 out of 10 forest fires are caused by careless people, we as individuals can eliminate 9 out of 10 of these fires by just being careful. A slight breeze can enlarge smoldering embers into a holocaust. Remember to make sure that your campfires are entirely out before you leave them. Well, Gary, what's next on the program?
A little song titled Red Top High. Not about a forest fire, however. This happens to be about a little red-headed gal. Cheerleaders, shall we see what we can do about putting this fire out?
Ba, 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 ba. Red Top. My little Red Top. See how you got me spinning. Going round and round. And I don't want to stop. You got me so if I don't go around, I'm sure gonna drop, gonna drop, gonna drop some red top. You just go right on spinning. Going round and round, and don't you ever stop. Remember that if you don't go around, we're sure gonna drop, gonna drop, gonna drop.
Oh, my sweet little Alice Rosetta, I'm spinning and I promise that I love you forever. I know there is no other who can thrill me. No one can chill me, maybe like you can. And I'll tell the world I'm in love with you.
the one, the little red one, yeah.
You just go right on spinning.
Just keep spinning, circling and jabbing and moving around, yeah.
Going round and round.
Round and round.
And don't you ever stop.
Don't stop. Keep busy. Don't get dizzy. Just keep working in there.
Remember that if you don't go around, you just cool down, baby, cause we're sure gonna drop.
Thanks very much, cheerleaders. Really fine. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a new song written by Rich Hall. It's available on the Echo record label, and it's titled Mamie. This, of course, is dedicated to all the Mamies in the USA.
All of the boys revere the name of Mamie. All of the boys dear, the name of Mamie. Mamie has grace, she's lilacs and lace, of her the angels speak. Yes, Mamie's queen for a day, every day of the week. All of the boys would fight a tiger for her. All of the boys, they really do adore her. But why do they try to catch her ride when it just wasn't meant to be? Cause Mamie's saving up Mamie just for me.
All of the boys would fight a tiger for her. All of the boys,
they try to catch her ride when it just wasn't meant to be. Cause my little Mamie is saving all of Mamie for me.
Thank you. That was Mamie, ladies and gentlemen. Now we call upon the Perry Bodkin Jazz and Banjo Band. This is a subsidiary of John Scott Trotter's Summertime Serenaders. The Jazz and Banjo Band selection is the Wang Wang Blues. Go ahead, men, wang away. Terrific, boys. Now the entire ensemble heads for the very popular hideaway, which is run by good old Hernando.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace, it's called Fernando's hideaway. Ole, all you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets, and no one cares how late it gets. Not at Fernando's hideaway. Ole. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, you will meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of,
you will be free to gaze at me
and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Fernando's hideaway. Ole. Just not three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Fernando's hideaway. Ole.
That's about all for tonight, including the short subjects. And for the previews of coming attractions, I would like to say that we will be back next week with John Scott Trotter and the orchestra, the cheerleaders, and at least one stylish guest star. Till then, thank you for listening, and good night.
The program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Gary and his guests and the cheerleaders. And folks, if you're in the mood for more Crosby tonight, you might like to know that later on, CBS will bring you Bing Crosby himself. Yes, sir, CBS Radio will honor Bing as it premieres portions of Bing's musical biography later tonight on most of these same stations. Make United States savings bonds a regular savings habit. Invest $3 today, get $4 in less than 10 years. Join the payroll savings plan where you work tomorrow. Stay tuned now for My Little Margie, which follows immediately over most of these same stations. Where there's gunsmoke, there's Western Adventure, Monday nights on the CBS Radio Network.